You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Just a reminder, this is not
financial advice. Welcome to the
I'll start this off with one dumb question.
Ready.
What is an altcoin?
I
guess Ace should answer, but I think
they're always like, yeah, I'm not gonna hold any altcoins overnight. And when I say that, I talk about the TikTok guys.
Altcoins are the little ones, are the new, like, really volatile, like high.
Altcoins are OTCs.
If you're like comparing them to a stock, yeah.
But are like some of them like $15?
Yeah.
Like they're not like pennies.
Yeah. Like basically altcoins are not the big ones, not like Bitcoin, Ethereum, like that family and that their family tree. Right.
They're like Walmart.
No, it's like Club. Link. And like Chainlink, like, you know, stuff like that. FIL.
FIL. Is that like another coin?
Yeah. There's so many.
Is Dogecoin an altcoin?
Doge is an alt. Yes.
Oh, okay. I hate Dogecoin. My mom bought it.
Yeah. I hate it too. Why did your mom buy Dogecoin?
I don't know. Dogecoin is like the housewives coin.
Huh. I didn't know there was a housewives crypto scene.
It's like that. It's like the housewives of coins.
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. Okay. Like my mom was like, "Yo, I bought Dogecoin." I was like, "Mom, don't buy Dogecoin." She's like, "I only spent $100. You should buy some." And I was like, "I've done it. I don't want to talk about it. Don't bring it up anymore."
But it feels like that's an investment.
I know. $100?
$100 on Doge is huge.
I know. She probably has so many shares.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you about Coinbase because I know they're doing soon. It's like an IPO, right? What do you feel?
I feel like it's going to be a huge IPO. It's going
to
be massive.
Me too. So is this something that, are you going to like look at to get in? Cause I think I want to get in, baby.
I would love to, but it's not easy to, I don't even know how you got to have a way. Like it's now not this, something.
I wonder if this like does the same thing you were talking about last episode with like Ark and Tesla and all that. Wonder if this does that with like PayPal, because isn't PayPal the only one you can trade crypto on? As far as like money platforms go,
Cash App, you can.
You can on Cash App.
Yeah, it's becoming more of a common thing. So, I'm pretty sure you can.
And Cash App is Facebook, right? Don't they own Cash App?
I don't know. That's something I don't know about. But they definitely trade. I know you can buy Bitcoin and a couple other things. I think there's a bunch of those littler money apps that you can do trading on. Let's see, I have a couple.
Like PayPal. I feel like PayPal is the biggest one.
Yeah,
PayPal.
That's like the bridge between it getting to banks.
Right. PayPal is a huge one.
Speaking of the banks, you guys see Ripple?
No. It's, what is it at now? It's like, I know it was like 90 cents last night.
Wow. Yeah,
it broke a dollar.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's because the hearing is today.
No, it's not. Is it today?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's today.
And apparently the judge is bullish.
Might judge see a run.
Judge was pretty much like, yo, this is pretty sick.
I do think you're going to see a whole lot of action on Ripple.
Me too. And you're going to see you can't even buy and sell it on Coinbase.
Not yet. But once it gets overturned or whatever happens, you will be able to again. But it's going to be crazy. It's going to be really volatile.
Can you buy Ripple on Robinhood?
No.
Not right now.
But you will be able to. You can buy Dogecoin on Robinhood.
Right. Yes. You always could buy Ripple on Robinhood, and you always could buy it on the other ones as well.
So weird to me that Robinhood is able to, but Coinbase can't.
Do Dogecoin?
Yeah, do Dogecoin and Ripple.
Robinhood, you could do Ripple on Coinbase, I'm pretty sure. It's just you can't right now because of the legal problems.
Yeah.
But after I think this week, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows?
Dude, can you believe it?
I can believe it. I can. It's crazy. It's crazy. People have been so hype on Ripple during this whole shutdown.
So. And even the people that listen to Punk Stock that don't know, like, Ripple is the first thing we ever really talked about and laughed about, being like, yo, because we had so much of it. It's on the ledger, baby. It's on that Heath ledger.
You got it on there. You still have a ton of it, right?
My brother-in-law's. We all put in, and like it's on his Heath ledger.
Man, you think he's gonna run with it?
Hell yeah, he's gone. Texted him this morning, he didn't even hit me back. I was just kidding.
That's how you know.
But yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. I have some on Coinbase.
Oh well, great.
Yeah,
you're gonna be set. You're gonna be set, man.
I don't have that much, but I have like, you know, a couple hundo ripples.
Yeah, Ripple breaking it, man. I love to see it. I don't know how it's gonna sustain or if it's gonna remain up.
And Ripple is an altcoin.
I believe so, yeah.
Ripple is an altcoin.
Yeah, it is.
See you guys now. What's gonna beat Bitcoin now?
Nothing. Nothing's gonna beat Bitcoin.
Ethereum. Something else happened with Ethereum too and banks. I forget what it was. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Ethereum will eventually be pretty huge.
Something happened with Ethereum and like a bank started using it. I think it was what Dom said. Was it TD Ameritrade?
No.
Dom, what are you in the OTC world? Any carbon boys?
Nothing right now. The one that I could have, Fidelity blocked me from trading, so. Just have to watch for now.
Semi's back in the scene too, guys. I don't know if you saw that yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't realize it got so high last week. It was like $8, right?
Yeah. I'm holding that bag still.
That's an old bag.
Where were you at with it?
360 is my average.
So you're up right now then.
Yeah, I'm up.
Good.
But they're coming out with tests like that. That's going to distinguish COVID from the flu.
495, huh. Semi.
It's a weird test to have at this stage of everything.
Yeah. We're going to figure out, like if it's the flu instead. You're like, wait, huh?
Yeah.
Have we been confused this whole time?
That's a great
a year.
Have we been confused this whole time about the flu versus COVID? Like, was that a thing behind closed doors? Like, they test this guy and be like, dude, I don't know. Like, Tess is reading like kind of both. Well, tell him it's COVID. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Who knows?
Close enough. COVID. Dude, too good.
You want him to kill his whole family? You're like, no. Well, tell him it's COVID. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what a weird test to announce.
Yeah, and they made Semi announce it. Like the forgotten stepchild of stocks was like, we'll figure it out.
I love looking at the Semi chart. It's so cool because it's all consolidated up to like 2 days ago. And then all of a sudden this massive gap up.
Huge gap up. Massive. I was in that, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
The month chart is crazy too. Just the 1 month.
It's really crazy because it's like a straight trend line down, like through the whole month, like an angle. It was going just slowly.
I wonder what stock has been killing it the hardest with the vaccine. You think it's Moderna?
Honestly, I haven't paid attention at all. I fully have checked out of vaccine.
I don't think it's any of the big ones, honestly. Probably all the pennies.
Dude, Moderna.
Like CYDY.
Moderna's up high, and so was NVAX last time. I mean, I don't know where it's at now, but that was
I'm talking about percentage. NVAX had a crazy percentage gain.
Yeah, it was
that huge was like a penny minute. Stock, wasn't it? At some point.
Yes. They both were.
Stupid ass Pfizer stock.
Oh, Moderna was too.
Moderna was super low. I believe so. Yeah, let me dig it up real quick. Dig up the old chart.
Yeah, they were fun times.
Dude.
Wondering who is gonna be the leader of the vax.
Leader of the vax. Yeah,
and Johnson & Johnson is like
feels so dirty.
Is like out at this point. Whole time it seemed like they were gonna be the ones.
You mean they are they crush it?
They're
163. Isn't there like a whole bunch of questions with their tests though, aren't there?
No, you're thinking of AstraZeneca.
No, I'm talking about Johnson & Johnson.
Really?
It is AstraZeneca. You're right.
AstraZeneca is all whacked out too.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, they had so many issues along the way.
They pulled it off the shelves.
Yeah.
It's like, get this off. Get this out. We don't want it. Speaking of that, CVS, just so we know, we were talking about this before, CVS is $74.80.
Okay, so November of 2019, it looks like, November of 2019, Moderna was $13. And then if you go back, a little farther, it pretty much.
Insane, man.
Yeah, that's when it like the chart's not going back farther than that. So I guess that was the start.
We had those Moderna calls.
I know. I often think on those. I often think on all the things we had and how different life would have been had we known about the quick trading of high frequency binary options. But
I know.
What are you gonna do? One thing I do want to talk about is you know. I know last week we touched on it and you said you were going to bring some knowledge with some NFTs. So I've got one question for you.
Very curious.
What is an NFT?
No, not yet. We're going to lead to NFTs. But right now, this question ties to NFTs. But it's a question I thought, who's a better guy to answer it than Nick, the NFT Brazzese? So,
the master.
So I don't know if you've heard. But Topps is going public. The Ew? Baseball card.
Whoa. Topps,
the oh baseball
no
card.
No way.
Via SPAC. And here's one thing. I'm going to throw some stats at you real quick. They're going public for their card company. But also, they're looking to get into the digital NFT realm with their card.
That's actually pretty cool. That's
a
very
fact
smart.
That I didn't know is Topps generated $500 million of revenue last year.
Whoa.
Huh?
Yeah. Cards are coming back, baby.
Not just cards, but they're also, they have a confection side of the business where they make like candies, bazooka bubble gum, things like that.
They're a bakery.
Whoa.
Yeah. So like Topps is like rocking. The guy who runs it used the CEO used to be the CEO of Disney, and they see this merger being something that they're getting $100 million via the merger, and Topps is looking to grow 10% next year. And now the NFT side of the business, the digital side, that I guess looking to do these specialized one of a kind trading cards that will be very expensive, I guess, or value over time. So hit me with your thoughts on that.
Because this is why it's going to work, that the cards you can Dom's already laughing, pissing me off. They're valued by
what's happening?
I can't even talk because this is why it makes sense. With the NFT, you can sell that card now, and it has a value because it's going to be stored, and it won't just be like at a flea market anymore. Like the person, there's going to be somebody that holds that original card. It's going to be worth more money now.
Yeah.
You don't even care.
No, I do. You know, like,
here's the question I've always had with these, though. What's the difference between that and having the...
Because there's no fakes. There's no fake cards.
But the originals have always been valued in cards.
What do you mean?
Like an edition, like one of five Michael Jordan rookie card.
The value's definitely gone up, I think, since even 5 years ago of trading cards.
Yeah, but I'm saying like those really big rare cards, those cards always have high value. So why would that change? Like, what's changing? I don't like, we all know that that's Topps card because they have their logo on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the only thing that would be changing really is that it's going to be on the blockchain. It's going to be written on the damn scripture, baby.
I feel that's cool.
Like you can't fake it. Like there has to be knockoff Michael Jordan rookie cards going around, right?
Yeah, but
I wonder if that's the
probably in like 95, but
you know, there's somebody right now making a fake Jordan card somewhere in this world.
You don't think so? I'm not ruling it out. I mean, sure, why not?
But yeah,
I was trading USD versus the Euro this morning, so I don't know, like anything could happen.
Yeah, like how's it going to make it more valuable as an NFT? That's what I'm trying to think too. Now you've
got me thinking. It's awesome to know that Topps is doing so good though.
Well, yeah, I had no idea. And I think it will work out for Topps in the sense that they can make something specialized, partner with an athlete or some type of athlete that they will specifically partner with, make a one of a kind thing and be like, okay, here's this person's card and go do the... stuff.
Yeah, like there's only going to be 10 of them, right? And then like maybe they put it with other stuff. I don't know. Like you can go courtside to see this guy anywhere in the country. I don't know. Stuff like that. If they sell the card and say if they sell the card and they're like, yo, listen, if you buy this card, you're going to get season tickets along with this NFT of the card, then it's more valuable because it has tickets attached to it. It has a signed jersey attached
card.
To it.
I guess, but either way, I could still just buy the card and then buy the tickets.
The reason why this doesn't work for me.
How much cheaper is it going to be?
It's going to be way cheaper to buy the tickets and the card. But...
is it
but after the game is done, why does the value of that card then go up? Because the real moneymaker was the season tickets. You don't get that again when you sell the card via the blockchain. Like the value goes up.
Maybe if he had a good game,
you get more tickets.
Maybe if he had a good game, the card's value goes up.
Oh,
Just saying.
Yeah.
That really made it all click.
Yeah, LeBron killed it tonight. Like, it's worth an extra $2.
To the moon. Rocket.
You know, rocket, like, emoji. That's the reason the cards are valuable in the first place, because the guy was good. Yeah, you don't got Nick Brzezi cards rolling around.
It sounds sick in my head, but I still don't know what an NFT is.
A non-fungible token.
Yeah, I just don't know what that does. I don't know why it's better.
Then what?
And I refuse to look up anything on it. I just want some. I want you to explain it.
I'm trying to explain it. I'm trying.
This week's episode was thought. Last week we were like, yeah, don't ask any questions. Don't look it up. Nick is going to have all the info.
The way I've been explaining it is, for example, Love Your Friends Die Laughing, Man Overboard song, right? Wrote it in the shed, right? Before we released it. Before we released it, Roger. Right? Got we that. Follow me so far? We could sell that as an NFT. We could sell the demo.
What's that?
Listen.
Why?
As an, what do you mean why? Because we believe in the song and other people believe in the song. That's
wait, do they know about the song already?
They're gonna know about it. The song's not out yet. No.
But it is out. It's been out for over a decade.
I'm saying pretend now. Okay. So let's talk about now. Man Overboard writes a song today, right?
Yeah, of course.
We write a song today and we put it up as an NFT. And we say, here's the song. If you believe this song is going to be a number one song one day,
Then everyone would have heard it. What do you mean? One person can buy it before it comes. What do you mean?
Yeah. You would listen to it. It's like you would listen to it there on the blockchain and you would say, yo, this song rocks. And I
want it on Spotify, though.
Yo,
blockchain it's not has. On Spotify. This is pre-Spotify.
But pre-Spotify, but today? What do you mean?
No. Like, this, the song's coming out as an NFT before it goes out to Spotify. You could invest your money into the song and have a stake in the song. You can say,
why would we do that?
Because you're a fan, dude. Okay, if 311 released a song,
you're gonna say, I haven't paid for music in 10 years. There's no way.
No, this is like, all right, here's the song. And you're like, yo, this song's incredible. I think it's worth for 50%.
But wait
this
a second.
Song,
wait
for
50% a second.
Of the song
wait a
for
second.
All of time.
Do people get to hear wait, the song what? Before they buy it?
Yes, you have to.
You would listen to the song once. You'd be like, that rocks. I can't wait to see it live. And that's it.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.